Well, it always feels strange to me on this particular night to say good evening. In the same way, I find it strange that we call this particular Friday good. There's a weight to this service, a service in which we sit in darkness as we watch the light from candles go out and the shadows grow longer. In Christmas and in Epiphany, we are reminded that the coming of Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. And in Lent, we remember that the darkness is very real, and the shadows that our sin casts touch everything. Everything, everyone, has a shadow. And our service this evening invites us to name some of those shadows. These spaces of darkness in which we sit or hide or stumble or cower. My hope for us tonight is that these shadows we name and others like them would become spaces into which we invite Jesus to enter fully, to rescue us, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. You see, too often I find that we limit sin or our understanding of it to the wrong things that we do or the wrong things that we think or say, things that are against the law of God. And those are certainly things to be included in our understanding of sin. But sin is deeper than the things that we say, think, or do. You see, there is this story of a ruler. He comes to Jesus and he asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" In other words, what must I do to fully live? What must I do to live as God intended? So Jesus responds, "Well, what do the commandments say? Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal," and so on. To which the young ruler responds, "Well, all those things I've kept since my youth." Now when Jesus heard this, he doesn't challenge the ruler's claim. He simply presses deeper. "One thing you still lack. Sell all you have, give it to the poor, and follow me." Well, wait a second, where is that in the law? "You shall sell everything and give it to the poor"? It's not there. Jesus tells this ruler this is what he lacks. This is how the ruler is missing the mark. This is sin. You see, Jesus knows, and he is inviting us to see that sin runs deeper than the commandments. Sin points at our posture toward God, and sin points to our way of being with our neighbor. Sin is utterly relational. It only exists in the context of relationships. And sin rejects God as God, and sin rejects ourselves and one another as image bearers of God. Sins, then, are the innumerable ways in which we sin. The ways that we reject God, ourselves, and our neighbor, and redefine life on our own terms. Sins are the rotten fruit of the life-sucking tree of sin. A tree that casts long shadows over all of us and our relationships. And its shadow touches everything. We sin against one another, others sin against us, and we find ourselves sitting, hiding, and stumbling through the shadows of loneliness, shadows of desertion and accusation and denial, shadows of mockery, shame, and death. So when we hear John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We need to hear the fullness of that good news. Jesus does not merely take away our sins in some abstract way. Rather, at the cross, Jesus is confronting our sin and all the ways in which the shadows of our sin have invaded and distorted our relationships. Our relationships with God, our neighbor, creation. When Jesus turned his face to the cross, Jesus entered into our darkness. He embarked upon a path covered in the shadows of sin so that he could rescue us. And what a treacherous, shadow-filled path he walked. Jesus invited Judas in to know him and to be known. And Judas betrayed him. Jesus formed a community to care for one another. And they left him and fled. Jesus came to make God known. But his own people did not receive him. Indeed, they rejected him as a fraud. Jesus poured his life into Peter. And Peter denied even knowing him. Jesus, the Son of God, the one by whom and for whom and through whom all things were made, was mocked and stripped and shamed, deemed by the crowds unworthy of being loved and worthy of being killed. And Jesus, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, knows his helplessness before death. Betrayed and alone, Jesus knows the longing to be known, to be loved and cared for. Accused of being a fraud, Jesus knows the longing to be seen, to be affirmed. Rejected, Jesus knows the longing to be embraced. Shamed, Jesus knows the voices that claim that he is unlovable. And in death, Jesus knows the need to be saved and to trust in the power of God. At the cross, Jesus entered fully into the shadows of our sin to rescue us. But even Jesus needed to be rescued. And not to spoil the story too much, but tonight we can call this Friday good because we know that God is faithful. He's faithful to Jesus and he raises Jesus from the dead. It is the resurrection that makes the cross good and points to the fullness of God's love and power. The light of Christ is illumined by the power of God in the resurrection, and it is this light that Jesus gives to those who sit in darkness of sin and all its shadows. You see, the shadows of sin remain. The scars or the weapons of betrayal are hard to forget or put down. We still hide, afraid of being known. We long to be with, but we flee when we get too close. We long for an affirming word and are quick to speak hurtful ones. We long to be loved fully, but so often listen to the voice that says, "That's not possible. You're not worthy of being loved." Like the ruler who sought out Jesus, we long for life, abundant, eternal life, the life that God intended, and yet the shadow of death is all around us, casting fear, doubt, even despair. The shadows of sin, they remain. But tonight we need to believe that the light of Christ through the cross and the resurrection robs them of power. In Christ, those shadows of darkness in which we sit or hide or stumble, those shadows no longer have the final word. In Christ, your sin, my sin, no longer tells us who we are or to whom we belong. In Christ, we meet our God, who will never forsake us or leave us. In Christ, we are forgiven, fully known, and fully loved. In Christ, we are claimed as a friend, called a child of God, created in the image of God, and worthy of being loved. In Christ, we have hope in the shadow of death, for God raised the Lord, and he will raise us up by his power. My hope for us tonight is that as we sit in darkness, as we walk home feeling the shadow of Holy Saturday, that we would cling to the fullness of the promise of God in Christ. That in Jesus was life, and life was the light of all people. His light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not and will not overcome it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we come to you tonight fully knowing our need. And you know this. You know this about us, and you experienced it yourself. So we cling to you now, the hope that we have in you, that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. And that by your Spirit, we ask you would comfort us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.